According to the census of 1749-1750, the Jewish community numbered 29 family heads. In that time, regular and organized lessons didn't exist. Some children were taught basic literacy by a private preceptor. As the number of the city's citizens grew, and so also the Jewish population, the conditions arose for national schools. 3 decades later, in 1782, 77 children were accorded, but the Jewish municipality did not have enough money to provide a school building, equipment for the classrooms, and pay for a teacher. However, at the end of the 18th century, this became one of the primary issues which needed addressing, so that in 1796, the rabbis Lebel Rosenzweig and Joshua Ladnitsky began to hold classes for the small number of enrolled pupils. The first professional teacher, Aaron Mittler, began to work in the school in Novi Sad in 1800. Classes of 3 hours per day were held in keeping with the standards of the time, and boys separately taught from girls. Writing, reading, and arithmetic were taught, and over time new subjects introduced, and the number of school classes set according to pupils' ages. In the initial decades, only first and second year classes were organized, and in 1866, a third year class was also formed. In 1897, it at last became a full 4 year school. The school board of the Jewish parish municipality oversaw the work of the school. It was attended by children from various places, some very remote, often also non-Jewish, because of its good reputation. The reorganization of the school system in the Kingdom of Yugoslavia in 1920 changed all national schools into public schools. The school at the time was given the name the State School on Futoshka Street, and with that so-called Jewish classes were left in the domain. This prosperous and prestigious school ceased to work after the terrible pogroms in which its pupils and teachers were murdered.